IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I am Atta, the host of this program. May Allah accept all your supplications, prayers, and fasting during these holy months of Allah, the spring of the Holy Quran. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom to discuss today's topic, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Nur Muhammad. Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Nur Muhammad, assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Some days from now on would be the birthday anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. We know that on Ramadan 15th, or the 15th day of the holy month of Ramadan, is the birthday anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, and he was known by the title Al-Karim, the benevolent, we can call it, or the generous, we can also translate it into English language. For today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of Ikram and why Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was called the Karim of the Ahlul Bayt. Sheikh Nur Muhammad, let's start with you, brother. What is the definition of Ikram in general?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The meaning of Ikram means to giving nobility or honoring some people, okay. You know that's how Islam and how this beautiful divine religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving honor to all human beings, regardless of any religion, regardless of any denomination, only because you are a human being. Yes. Sometimes in this beautiful divine religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving honor and honoring people because of the faith, because you are Muslim. On the other hand, honoring people because merely you're a human being.
Yes.
Okay.
As the best creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth.
Yes, because you're right. The creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we respect all human beings, all creatures, not only human beings.
Okay.
We respect and we honor all creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
The meaning of Ikram actually is coming from this root, you know, honoring and giving respect. For example, in one of the beautiful narrations of Noble Prophet Muhammad, he said that if you honor some human being, in that case, you actually honored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows how significant it is to, giving nobility to the human being, especially your brothers and sisters in faith.
That's right.
You know that we are in holy month of Ramadan, and this is a best opportunity to honoring all Muslims, regardless of any denomination,
that's
Sunni,
right.
Shia, any denomination of Islam.
Even out of the religion of Islam, honoring the people, as you said, in general.
Exactly.
The other brothers and sisters from any type of religion they are, it's recommended in the holy month of Ramadan, welcoming them, inviting them to the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly.
That's right.
And in the verses of Noble Quran, for example, we have that فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ.
Yes.
وَنَعَمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. As for man, whenever his Lord tests him and grants him honor and blesses him, he says, my Lord has honored me.
Uh-huh.
And it shows that how important this concept is and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving honors to the human being.
That's right. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for a nice definition regarding Ikram. Sheikh Mahdavi, this week, because of the birthday anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, is called the week of Takrim and Ikram in the holy month of Ramadan and the Shiite calendar especially. So why it is coincident with the birth anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba? This is a nice excuse for us Shiites to honor more the people around. What is the main reason?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thanks for the nice elaboration that we have from our respected brother, Sheikh Nur Muhammad. I think before we start talking about the point that you raised regarding the coincidence and relation of birth anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba and titling this week to Karama, we are in need of more clarification regarding the word Karama and Ikram. That was a very nice and beautiful explanation that our brother quoted from the verse of Quran. I can actually add another verse that may clarify more on this concept of karama. In one verse we have, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. Why I am quoting this verse? Because in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to clarify on the concept of karama.
Yes.
Who is Kareem? Who is not Kareem? If we want to give the English equivalent for that, who is dignified person? Who is not? Mm-hmm. You know, these days, specifically through the social media, maybe people may misunderstand this point, calling themselves noble, coming from a kind of nobility or having this background. But are we allowed to call every person noble, Kareem, based on the Islamic teachings? In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the noblest of you in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is more pious.
Yes.
Regardless the wealth, regardless of the worldly properties that you have, opposite to what we understand it in our nowadays, actually, relationships and communication.
Especially that nowadays people are dignified because of their wealth and reputation. You know, the money around, how much they are seen, for example, as you saw on the social media. That's right. The criterion are very much different.
Yes, definitely.
Right.
So if we wanted to take with that meaning, and then we get into the stories of Imam Hasan Mujtaba, sometimes we see that we cannot see this character aligned with the definition that we have for Kareem and noble people. For example, let me just raise one story. Inshallah, we are going to get into the more detailed stories regarding of karama of Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba. Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba was passing by a gathering of slaves and laborers. So they were sitting on the floor, not having any table sitting around it, and very, very poor food that they had, some dry bread, and they invited Imam, and Imam accepted the invitation. So based on the actually definition of noble people in our day, can we consider such a person a dignified person? Dignified person in the eyes of people in our day is who is the one who is driving a very luxurious car. He is not caring about such people, poor people.
Yes.
To meet him, you are in need of invitation beforehand, if it is accepted or not. But people like this are inviting Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba, and he accepts, not only exception, he's saying that I accepted this invitation, and I'm waiting for your response. I'm going to invite you, and you have to respond back.
Yes.
You have to pay back this exception that I accepted your invitation, and Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba invite all of them in his house.
Yes.
So if we take with the teachings of Quran, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying the meaning of dignity, a dignified person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah we will see that the stories that will be benefiting from the presence of our respected Shaykh, inshallah, how these stories are aligned with the character of Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba and why he was given this title, considering this point that this title was not given by the Imams to Imam Hasani Mujtaba, though we have some riwayat that I'm going to point it out later on, inshallah.
That's right. Also, Lady Fatimatul Ma'asuma is called Karimeya Ahle Bayt.
Yes, again, of course.
You know, during the history of Islam, there have been so many examples of people, especially the infallible Imams, who were not, in today's definition, that much rich. But they were rich in soul. I mean, they could bestow the people from parts of their enlightening soul inside. And that's why so many people love them, welcome them, embrace Islam, converted to the religion of Islam because of the respect and the honor from the side of Prophet Muhammad and the infallible Imam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
So, Shaykh Nur Muhammad, what to do in order to strengthen the sense of karama, ikram, and takrim in the holy month of Ramadan? Do we have any guidelines from Islam? Or
I think in this holy month, first of all, we should try to be kind of generous. Try to experience generosity.
Very good.
Sometimes to be giving for the, you know, other people, especially the needy one in your neighboring.
Yes.
For example, be generous about your time, about the monetary aspect, and so on and so forth.
Yes.
These are, I think, we need to test, to give it a test. Sometimes try to be generous, not to be stingy.
Yes.
To all human beings. As I said, regardless of their religion, regardless of faith or any kind of denomination or tendency that they have, try to be respectful for all human beings.
Yes.
According to Imam Ali, we have the very beautiful narration. He said that all people, whether they are my brothers or sisters in faith, all same human beings like me. Imma akhun laka fi ddin aw nadhirun laka fil khalq.
This was also, I think, written to Malik al-Ashtar in his letter. That when you go and you are selected as a governor, ruler of Egypt, consider this point, that people are either your brother in faith or brother or sister in nature.
That's sometimes it's very difficult. Let me go to the detail of that. For example, the racism that sometimes you see that in the United States or in, unfortunately, in some other countries.
Yes.
You see that, for example, white supremacy. Somebody comes and, kill the black people only that because they are black people.
The color
or, for example, they are Asian.
Yes.
Or for any other, foolish reason, they kill the human being. Or, for example, the massacre in Gaza. We see the genocide of the human being there only because they are Muslim or Palestinians.
Yes.
Yes. How can you justify this genocide in Gaza? Or how can you understand or justify the white supremacy in United States?
Yes, these are all the examples of the violence of the concept of ikram and respecting the people. And maybe, Sheikh Mahdavi, we can say, according to the religion of Islam, the position of human being is very much different from that of the secular humanistic movements and the schools of thought in the Western philosophy. Because in this world and in the world of Islam, humans are going to be perfected. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a purpose of the creation of his vicegerent Khalifatullah on earth. This is very much different from the look that the Westerners has at the human beings. That's why I think Prophet Muhammad and the infallible Imams respected the brothers and sisters in faith around very much, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, because as you said, in the secular worldview upon human being, everything goes around deal.
Yes.
And what type of deal? Whatsoever I do for you, whatsoever favor that I do for you, either it is because of the thing that I have received beforehand or I'm waiting for the response afterwards, immediately. So I'm waiting for a proper time to get the response from your side.
Yes.
So this is the secular worldview upon the even when I come and give something as a gift to you.
Yes.
The secular worldview tells me, okay, this gift will be paid back.
Yes.
Maybe double, maybe triple.
Yes.
But in the Elahi worldview or Tawhidi worldview upon the human being, it doesn't go that way. That is also deal, but you are not dealing with the person you are generous upon. Yes. You are dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You give away something, but you are not looking for any response from that person.
Yes.
You are only waiting for the reward coming from Allah's side.
And sometimes the great people even do not wait for reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do it because they feel this responsibility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his creature, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely we have such a thing. And we have it in the verse of Quran. Allah says, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمَكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. It comes in praising the character of Ahlul Bayt when they did that actually generosity after 3 days fasting and giving away their iftar. By the end of the
Ali and
Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam and Lady Fatima salamullah alayha ana hasanain.
Yes.
So innama nut'amakum li wajhillah. Even they were not waiting for any response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only for the sake of Allah.
That's right.
La nuridu minkum jaza'an wala shukura.
Okay, that's all right. And Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was raised in such a house, you know. He was an eyewitness to the ikram and takrim of his father and mother, to the captive, to the guy who was on the way, the prisoner, you know, the needy ones. And so many examples, so many good examples of the benevolence, generosity of the Ahlul Bayt and Prophet Muhammad can be seen in the Holy Quran, in the history. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam was bowing down in prayer. In fact, he gave away his ring in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was another example. Also, the ayah of the Quran exists over there. Thank you very much, Sheikh Mahtavi and Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of Ikram. The holy month of Ramadan is the best chance, as you said, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, to strengthen our sense of karama, generosity, helping the needy. Especially this year, the people of Gaza and the children in Gaza and Palestine needs the generosity and the generous and the giving, helping hand of the people all around the world very much. Thank you much. And thank you much, Sheikh Mahtavi, for a nice elaboration on this topic. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, visit our website on parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Do not forget us in your supplications and worshipings in the holy month of Ramadan. God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for granted.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.